T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get the latest from Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recapping each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on-the-field action. Subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now to get all the latest from Daryl Ryder and the Browns all throughout the football season.
Chris Fedor coming up in just about 20 minutes. We'll talk about the concern for Evan Mobley. Is Donovan Mitchell taking games over for the Cavaliers? Is that a bad thing for the Cavaliers? It's just weird. People are reacting more to individual wins and losses in this Cavs season. I thought we all agreed just to take it cool until the playoffs.
I know, which is why I'm having a hard time with people being upset with it, because I like that people care right now. I can't get mad when people care. But it is interesting, the idea that this is not a five games into the season and people are just kind of freaking out. I think this has been bubbling under the surface for years, and it's showcasing itself.
So we will get to Cavs basketball with Fedor coming up in about 20 minutes. But again, we're live from the Harry Buffalo here in Lakewood. Stop on by and see us if you get a chance. I just ordered the Thai chili wings. Now, because we are on air, I did go boneless.
You go boneless. You know why?
I don't want to look like a walrus with sauce and everything all over me.
Makes sense.
And two, once you get that on your hands, you can wash them as many times as you want. They're going to be sticky for a while, and I have to, like, use a pen. Then it's going to get on here. It's going to get on my computer. This is just best for everybody involved. I think it would if people walked in and saw me eating bone-in wings,
yeah,
especially sauced, I think they'd walk around. They'd just walk right out the door.
Poor job by myself. I panicked ordered.
Ooh, you
ever have that where you're at the table and then you hadn't really thought it through the entire way, but then the waitress comes over and then you just kind of just blurt out whatever you're looking at, basically?
No.
That happens to me all the time. And again, hand up, bad job by myself, but it looked like it was like I got to put it in now or I got to wait a little bit later on, and I ordered a burrito bowl at a bar. I don't know what went through my head there.
I think you're safe because the food here is always
everything they
tremendous.
Have here is great, so I think we'll be fine.
But
did my body tell me I probably wanted a burger or wings more? Probably.
Here's the problem.
Probably
is almost everyone in my life is you in this regard. Like, I make Vanessa. My house is not from the 1950s. It's from the 2025.
When you say I make Vanessa, yeah.
I ask politely Vanessa to take everybody's order in the car when we're like pulling up to a fast food restaurant.
Oh, that's not an easy job, by the way. That's not an easy job.
I get infuriated.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's like we get like four places that we're going to go in Wandsworth. All right?
I know, but then you're under the gun. And then like you could always, your palate's constantly changing within the seconds. And then things like this happen. Sorry, knocked your phone over.
No worries. So you know that. So I have trained my children to be good at this. They know what they want. Do you know who's still just absolute rabbit ass at it?
I'm going to guess Vanessa on this.
Vanessa.
One. Yeah, I'm going to guess. It's a good guess by me.
And then she does the thing where she leans across me, and the guy's like,
I can't do it anymore.
And I'm like, can you give me a minute, man? Trying to figure it out. And he's like,
Sir, what is it?
Meanwhile, you got cars waiting in back of you.
Yes.
You know, the line is forming.
And then
you're under the gun. Oh, I hate that moment.
Fat Phyllis behind you, and she's like, she rolls her eyes. And then Triple Chin Ted, two cars back, he's getting pissed. And you're like, why couldn't we do this?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. The whole order of operations is the same damn thing every time we go.
Now, I got to be better in these spots. I got to be better in these spots. I panic ordered. I think I wanted the burger more than anything else, and we're going to end up with the burrito bowl. We'll see how it plays.
Now, with this being said, we've talked a lot about Kevin Stefanski. We played sound from Kevin Stefanski in the Kevin Stefanski show yesterday, where Kevin basically was like, yeah, the plays are there. Got to hit them. Slight paraphrasing, didn't have that tone.
Basically was what he said, though.
Mine was. Yeah. But the message was the same. Well, Zach Gelb of the Infinity Sports Network.
Your guy.
My guy, Zach Gelb. Earlier this week, he had a point on Stefanski why he doesn't think it'd be the worst thing if Kevin Stefanski got fired in Cleveland.
If I'm Kevin Stefanski, I want to get fired by the Cleveland Browns. I don't want to be back next season. He'll get a job somewhere else. He's a good coach. He's won two Coach of the Year awards in Cleveland. But this is a miserable situation right now. You have a really damn good defense. But offensively, Dylan Gabriel's not going to be the answer. Jerry Jeudy is vastly overrated. And this offense doesn't have much to offer. And you're sitting there, and every week you got to get asked about Shedeur Sanders, who, quite frankly, I would just rip off the Band-Aid and play him. But that's not what the Cleveland Browns are going to do. If I'm Stefanski, I'm saying, hey, I won two Coach of the Year awards in Cleveland. I think someone will hire me, and you could go get a better job. Because even with a lot of jobs that are going to open up, there is a place that you could land that probably instantly you already have it better in that place than where you have it right now in Cleveland.
All right, the only problem I have with our guy is the you won two Coach of the Year awards in Cleveland. There was a tone thing. I'll tell you this right now.
Mm-hmm.
If Kevin Stefanski had been the head coach in San Francisco and went to a playoff spot, he's not getting Coach of the Year. Like, he's won two Coach of the Years because they go, I can't believe Cleveland is any good.
Like, Shane Steichen's going to win it this year because of what the Colts are doing. Like, you get it for turning around franchises,
yes,
and for overachieving in spots that typically don't achieve.
Yes. And, like, the circumstances in 2023 where you were a 500 team, Joe Flacco catches lightning in a bottle, and then you end up in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
He's
different quarterbacks. We got it.
And, yeah. But so Zach did do the thing that already annoys me when your defense of a head coach is awards that are voted on by award winners who don't watch every game that coach coaches in.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that said, I definitely think we're probably at the point where if Kevin's – he's not right where Mike McDaniel is. Mike McDaniel looks like every day he wakes up and begs the Lord to end it. Like, please, Lord.
Well, but they won't. They won't.
They won't.
And they already said today that they were staying with him to the end of the season,
yes,
which is probably, and I was thinking about it, it's probably for some of the same reasons why the Browns are staying with Stefanski.
To punish him?
No, although that's not a bad thought.
Sit in your own filth?
It's not a bad thought. No, it's more the idea that everyone falls in love with the interim head coach.
Yeah, that is also fair.
Everyone always falls in love. We did it with Greg Williams, for instance. Like, everyone falls in love with the interim head coach, and then you are almost forced to then hire that interim head coach.
And if McDaniel really is that big of a part of the problem, and you hire Anthony Weaver, who mm-hmm. is an NFL head coaching prospect, if you hire him and he wins four games, well, then you missed out on
your
number
stuck.
One pick or number two pick.
You're
so 100%.
You're absolutely stuck.
But I don't doubt at this point that Kevin Stefanski might be looking and wondering if the grass is greener on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, though. Like, Zach's doing a great job of considering Kevin Stefanski's point in this, and I would not be surprised if Kevin feels like the Browns have failed him because it wasn't him that germinated. I want to make sure that word's okay with the morning show. Germinated, created the idea of trading Deshaun Watson. He just went along with it. Right? It wasn't he did not fire Alex Van Pelt. That came from above
him. That was not
his
call.
So, like, so many of the things, he didn't get to pick Baker in the first place. So much of what has controlled his ability to win has been beyond his control. And so it wouldn't surprise me if at this point he goes, Well, my reputation's still intact. I don't know if that's going to happen. It's going to be the case a year from now. I'd rather get fired now, go be the OC someplace, and then from there, I have another job where maybe the grass is greener.
I just don't think he's going to be lined up for these head coaching jobs the way that Zach thought that he would.
Yeah, not this offseason.
I just don't think so. I think he might have to wait, and he might have to showcase himself in another spot. Like Mike McDaniel falls in that bucket, too. If Mike McDaniel thinks that he's going to be a head coach somewhere else, I got another thing coming for him as well. And so I don't know that you can look at it as the grass is greener when your next spot is going to be proving to everyone that you can still do just even the OC job at a competent level.
So I think the one thing going for Kevin Stefanski in getting a job this offseason is the job market. I mean, it's barren.
Yeah.
Like, that's like last year. If he had been fired last year, we had Vrabel, you had Belichick, Pete Carroll.
We don't know who yet is going to open up, though. This is I'm very receptive to what you're saying because you're right. As of right now, you are right. But think about what we talked about just in this past week, the idea that Tomlin could be open, Harbaugh could be. Like, there are big fish that could potentially pop up.
But, like, right now, his competition would be Mike McCarthy.
Yeah,
I'm going to say most of the NFL would rather have Kevin Stefanski than Mike McCarthy, even if most of Cleveland would rather have Mike McCarthy.
Yeah,
than
I don't even know that that's a given right now at this point. And, I think Mike McCarthy is basically a dodo bird. But if I was trying to make the case for him, he won 10-plus games, 3 straight years in Dallas. He won a Super Bowl in Green Bay. Like, he can at least get you to a spot.
So, like, John Gruden? All right, well, I like John Gruden more than most, but, like...
I like Gruden, too, but once you sue the NFL, I think the writing's on the wall there.
The funny thing is, I think he's going to be a head coach again in the NFL, unless he takes a college job first.
I think it's really hard to sue the NFL and then come back from that.
Brian Flores suing the NFL.
So on a quick aside here, just because you mentioned Gruden, I told you I've been watching this this invitational golf tournament that's got like all the great YouTube, all these guys in it, right? And Gruden's in the actual tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And so his team went down after like the first match that they did or whatever.
Like the Raiders.
And he rallied everybody in between the first and the second. He gave this impromptu speech. And in the moment, I'm like, my goodness, like I want to run through a wall for Gruden. Like, mm-hmm. it's like a 45-second speech, but you're like, I get it. This guy this is what he does. Like, yeah. He's just a coach.
Yeah.
And and it made me think of Stefanski in that way, because Stefanski, I never think of in that way. If Stefanski had to, in that spot, be like, hey, you're the coach, rally us and get us together, he would have been like, well, I guess we got to be better here, guys. Some people have it, some people don't.
Into vibes.
Yeah, some people have it, and I think some people are born with it, and Stefanski just isn't born with this.
Yeah, I don't think John Gruden is that bad of an idea. Again, if you move on from him, but I think most of the NFL would choose Stefanski over Gruden. It's interesting. I think if Kevin had been fired last year, I think he would have had to wait at least a year to get a head coach job. Now I think it's 50-50. It's would he take a bad job from here? Because I think Kevin's smart enough to know to never walk into another Cleveland.
Does he take the Titans job if offered at the end of the season?
No, he'd have to be desperate.
Because that to me is a bad job. That to me is the job you take when you are desperate and when you're looking at a quarterback situation that feels awful and an ownership situation right now that feels awful. But if you still want to be a head coach, I think that's going to be the options that Stefanski would have. And you make a great point. Like, would he go through that hell once again?
216-474-0092. We're talking about Zach Gelb on the Infinity Sports Network saying that if he were Stefanski, he'd want the Browns to fire him. I can understand if Kevin, after 6 years or going on 6 years, thinks, I think I can do better than this. And I wouldn't surprise him, by the way, if some point after, if this is the end of Kevin in Cleveland, if this goes to a 4-win team and he gets fired, it wouldn't surprise me if a report came out at some other point he actually thought about resigning from this team, just given the myriad of crap that has rolled downhill for him as a head coach since he took over the job. 216-474-0092. Do you agree with Zach Gelb that that getting fired is actually what's best for Kevin Stefanski? That, and then we got Chris Fedor talking about Evan Mobley and concern for Evan Mobley in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Cavs 3-2 to start the season, and we're going to welcome on the Cavs beat reporter in town to talk about the Cavs' first 5 games of the season and maybe the final 77. Chris Fedor appears now, Cleveland.com, on the Fan Hotline. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you?
You eating at Denny's today? we're at the Harry Buffalo in Lakewood. Maybe a certain
IHOP
mix something or other, maybe something like that.
Well, no, not that. I did eat at a nice, fine restaurant this afternoon. I took my son after his school. He had a Halloween party. He was all dressed up in his costume. And we had a nice meal together, so that was fantastic.
Chuck E. Cheese?
It was not Chuck E. Cheese, although he's been wanting to go to Chuck E. Cheese because every time we watch Paw Patrol or Rubble and Crew or something like that on Disney or Nick Jr., there are commercials for Chuck E. Cheese, and I can see why parents don't want their kids to watch TV as much, because every single commercial is, hey, buy this, or hey, go to this place, and it's really, really expensive. But no, today was not Chuck E. Cheese.
I like the idea that you get to blame your kid for wanting to go to Chuck E. Cheese when we both know you're pretty down to clown when it comes to Chuck E. Cheese.
You dominate
as well.
The Papa shot at Chuck E. Cheese.
No, that's Dave and Buster's. Thank you very much. I say, Elliot, you know, you play with whatever you want to. Daddy's going to go shoot some hoops and video himself shooting hoops and send it to Kenny Atkinson and let him know that I still have a bucket in me.
Chris, is it time to consider Evan Mobley might not become an MVP caliber player?
Look, I think there's a nuanced conversation when it comes to Evan Mobley, and I think obviously we're not at a point where we can form any kind of conclusions and we can make any kind of sweeping declarations, but I think it's fair to wonder if he's capable and if he's ready to be a focal point of the offense. I think it's fair to wonder if he's ready and capable to be a number one option in an offense. Because that's not for everybody. There are some guys throughout the course of NBA history that are just better off being Robin, or they're better off being Alfred and somebody else being Batman and Robin. And I don't know what the answer is with Evan Mobley, but if he turns out to be a number two option in an offense as opposed to the alpha, as opposed to the focal point, he can have a great career like Chris Bosh did. Anthony Davis, I think some would say, is more Batman or more Robin than he is Batman. And that's okay, but I think that's what the Cavs are trying to figure out here, and I think that's why they're force-feeding him. I think that's why they're testing his limits. That's why I think they're giving him all these different opportunities and this high usage. What works? What doesn't work? What can you do? What can't you do? What are you comfortable with? What aren't you comfortable with? And the only way that you figure out these answers in terms of what you have with Evan as an offensive player, we know he's a great defensive player. He's the reigning defensive player of the year. But the offensive evolution, they're putting him in places, they're giving him opportunities, they're putting him in a particular role that he's never been in throughout the course of his NBA career. And they're trying to figure out, is this going to work? Is this not going to work? And the only way that you figure out those...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The answer is you test his limits.
How long does the test last then? Is it going to be half the season? Are we taking this up to the playoffs? And then if it's not working, you just completely change on a dime? Like, how long do they take this?
Yeah, I mean, I think they do it over and over and over again in the first half of the regular season and just see what's best for Evan and what's best for the Cavs and what's not best for Evan, what's not best for the Cavs. But they are committed to finding out these answers, and I think they believe that they can use the regular season this kind of way. And it doesn't mean that they're also not working on habits, and doesn't mean that they're not going to address some of their weaknesses that they see that pop up. And it doesn't mean that some of the things that turn out to be fair criticisms of their style of play and the things that they're coming up short with, it doesn't mean that they don't see those things also and they don't address those things. But one of the primary goals of Kenny Atkinson this year is figure this Evan Mobley thing out. See what his next step and his evolution is. Just like part of Kenny Atkinson's big goal this year is expanding the role of DeAndre Hunter and having a better understanding of how to use him within the offense and within the defense. And Kenny's going to continue to be committed to it because the belief is that the Cavs are going to benefit from it long term. And if it means some short term growing pains, and if it means some wonkiness at the beginning of the season, then so be it. But sometimes experimentation fails. And sometimes you get answers through failure, just like you get answers through success.
So I think it's interesting the point you're making, which is you'll take a loss now if it means a win in April or May, because I agree with you. I think that's that under JB, it was all about winning in the regular season instead of developing and trying things out and the off chance it might fail. But I think that also lends itself to the Donovan conversation. And I don't agree with this idea, but it I think some people are frustrated when Donovan takes over games in the third quarter or fourth quarter and puts teams away, that maybe that's coming at the expense of Evan Mobley doing that same very thing. So when you watch that, right, that the habitual thing of Donovan just going berserk in the third quarter, it's good for now. Is it bad in the long run for the Cavs, though?
No, I don't think so, because I think that's always going to be built into their offensive attack, and I think that's always going to be built in to the identity of this basketball team. Donovan Mitchell is an alpha. Donovan Mitchell is a premier scorer in today's NBA. Donovan Mitchell has shown that he can be a focal point of the offense and have success in that role, and he could be the number one option in an offense and have success in that role. It doesn't mean 48 minutes are devoted to Evan Mobley or 40 minutes are devoted to Evan Mobley. There are other facets of a basketball team. There are other areas of a basketball team where you have to explore those things too, and you can have success with those as well. And Donovan Mitchell as just like, he's going to be a wallflower, or he's just going to stand by and watch this happen and not have any kind of role within the offense. That's just not going to happen. That's not who he is. That's not how the Cavs are built. And there are going to be moments throughout the course of a game, including a playoff game, where Donovan has to go supernova, because that's best for the Cavs in that particular moment because of the way that the defense is playing the Cavs and stuff like that. I think the goal of this Evan Mobley expansion thing is to provide another pathway and more diversity within the offense and make it so that this offense is more dynamic. But within that dynamism is Donovan Mitchell being capable of being Donovan Mitchell. It's not Donovan Mitchell just go stand in the corner and let Evan Mobley do his thing. And I think that's the kind of balance that the Cavs are trying to find here with Evan. I think that's the balance that Evan is trying to find. He's saying to himself, hey, look, everybody's telling me to be aggressive. But does that mean scoring the basket every single time? Does that mean creating for my teammates? Does that mean just drawing a double team and then kicking it out to Sam Merrill in the corner? I think Evan's trying to work through all of the intricate things that come with being an offensive focal point. And that doesn't always mean scoring the basket, and that doesn't always mean forcing shots and stuff like that. So I think the hope is that they have this diverse offensive attack that has a bunch of different layers to it, and part of that is going to be moments where Donovan Mitchell just goes into takeover mode, because you don't want to take that away from Donovan, and you don't want to take that element away from the Cavs offense either.
Chris, you're very well connected. When you talk to your insiders and your people across the NBA and you ask them whether or not the Cavs have enough MFers, what response do you get?
No. I mean, point blank, no. I was having a conversation with somebody in the NBA, and I talked about this on the Wine and Cold podcast yesterday. I was having a conversation with somebody in the NBA before the Boston game, and we started the conversation on the court during pregame warmups, and then we took it back to our media meal as well. And, you know, he was asking me a little bit about the Cavs locker room dynamics and who's the a-hole and who's the MF-er and who's the one who's going to stir things up. And, you know, I brought up Max Strus. I brought up Donovan Mitchell at various points, and he was like, well, it probably can't be either one of those guys. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? And he was like, well, it's got to be somebody with a little bit more of an enforcer. It's got to be somebody who can physically move people and challenge people. And I said, okay, I don't know that Jared Allen's going to do that. I don't know that Evan Mobley is going to do that. I don't know that Larry Nance Jr. is going to do that necessarily. So I think one of the questions that people around the NBA outside of Cleveland have about the Cavs is, do they have enough, quote-unquote, dog in them? Do they have enough, quote-unquote, tough guys? Do they have enough, for lack of a better term, MFers in that locker room where things get really, really difficult and really, really hard, that they're going to stand up, and it's not going to be fake, but they're going to stand up to the other team, and they're going to say, no, it's not happening, not on our watch, not this time. I mean, think about last year, just that playoff series against the Indiana Pacers in the conference semifinals. As Cavs fans, like, how many dudes on the Pacers did you hate? You were sick of Aaron Neesmith, right? You were sick of Mathurin. You were sick of Andrew Nembhard. You were sick of TJ McConnell. You were probably sick of Tyrese Halliburton for other reasons. But, like, those are the kinds of players that I think people around the NBA are wondering, do the Cavs have enough of those? Do the Cavs have enough of those kinds of guys where when things get really, really difficult and you're pushed to a mental breaking point, like, how do you respond to that? Are you going to break? Are you going to crack? Are you going to let a team rip your identity away? Or are you going to push back and fight back? And I think that's a legitimate question that people have around the NBA about the Cavs. And there's only one way that they can, answer that question and basically change their reputation.
Fortunately for the Cavs, I am available, as I am often described as an MF-er and as an a-hole. So
Very cheap, too.
League minimum, I will sign for it. I'm good for 5 strong fouls a day, but I can only play one half of the court.
It's something, actually, guys, that I talked about Donovan with when we sat down together in training camp at IMG Academy, and I said, hey, man, like, you've been so positive about this team. You've always looked for the bright spots that happen. And there have been times where, you know, he's cursed in a post-game interview, or he's gotten really, really fed up or frustrated with situations that are going on with the team. I remember a couple of years ago, there was this running joke after what Donovan said to me in the locker room and what I wrote the next day. We were in Denver. It was part of a long road trip. I think it was Easter, believe it or not, and Donovan said, you know, it's effing April, Chris. And, like, that became a thing, and the next day at shoot-around, like, so many of the players and so many members of the coaching staff, they saw me walk into the gym for shoot-around, and they said, it's effing April, Chris. But that showed, like, a frustration that Donovan had, that things weren't getting better and things weren't evolving the way that he was hoping that they would, because he had those same conversations in November. He had those same conversations in January. And then it got to April, and we were having the same conversations about the Cavs. So that was an example of him, like, getting frustrated and using his voice and holding everybody accountable and stuff like that. And when we were talking at training camp this year, it was about, hey, man, like, are you willing to create more conflict if you have to? are you willing to be more negative on your teammates if you have to? And he said one of the things that he reevaluated this offseason is just that. And, like, are there going to be moments throughout the course of the season where he's got to be more of a bad guy, where he's got to mix it up a little bit more, where he's got to create conflict in a way that, you know, LeBron James used to just create conflict, in a way that Kobe used to just create conflict, in a way that some of these great leaders of the past decade, decade and a half, created conflict so that the team had to go through stuff during the regular season and figure it out. So I would look for that just in terms of Donovan's demeanor, in terms of Donovan's attitude, in terms of his approach. Just like, is there a little bit more mean attached to him because he feels like the Cavs, they need that throughout the course of the regular season so that they can be better prepared for when those moments happen in the playoffs?
Going through the same thing on the show. Me and Donovan, hive mind.
Who's the mean guy? Who's the mean guy on the show?
Who do you think is the mean guy, Chris?
Yeah.
No, that's not for me to judge.
Nope. Coward.
I'm the guy. I'm the reporter who asks the questions in this case.
And no, we're the hosts that duck the questions in this case.
Atkinson led off his press conference after the Boston game asking a reporter a question. I just think it's fair every now and again you get to turn it around.
Yeah, I know. And I thought that reporter handled it very, very well, saying, hey, I don't want to influence your response, so you please tell me. I
know. He ducked out of it completely. If it was me, Chris, you know I would have given him like seven things, and then it would not have gone the way Atkinson thought it would have gone.
Oh, yeah, you had a list of bullet points. You were taking notes throughout the course of the game, and you were ready for your moment. Absolutely.
Chris, great stuff, buddy. Enjoy Chi-Chi's. We'll talk to you down the line.
Sounds good. Thanks, celebration Chris. Of food. Yes.
Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, in the previous segment, talking about early panic on Evan Mobley as he isn't commanding the basketball for 48 minutes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A game for all five games. And I actually am closer to where Chris is with this, where it's like,
yeah,
you've got 82 games to figure this out, and this is just the starting point with Evan. The question is, can you grow within this season towards a point where he is getting those opportunities, he's more comfortable, and we see him take over more games?
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of this is basically the regular season is going to be an extended preseason. Mm-hmm. If you look at it through that lens, it just shouldn't bother people as much. The Cavs are trying to do everything to unlock Evan Mobley and get him to be the best offensive player that he can be. Does it look great after five games? No. No, it doesn't. Is his shot diet, as people say, a little ugly right now? Yeah, it is, but this is the growing pains. Like, this is part of it, and so I have no problem with the Cavs' approaches.
I think this is where LeBron spoiled us.
Why is that?
Because we saw a guy go from a high school kid to MVP in 3 years, and we think that's just the way it's supposed to go. And in fairness, In the NBA, guys like Kevin Durant have done that, and LeBron has done that, mm-hmm. and we've seen it
looks
a fair
like
amount.
Looks like Bumby might do it right now this year.
Luka certainly did that as well, and I don't know, like, if all Evan Mobley is Chris Bosh, I hope he plays his whole career here.
Yeah.
And I think instead of him being labeled as some level of failure, I haven't given up on the idea that he can be that guy, that, you know, that top five player, that top seven player. But it is like we're in a weird spot where I think there's a lot of pressure on Evan,
mm-hmm.
as there is on the Cavs in general. And I just think I notice when pressure or when expectations aren't met, it's really easy for people to get super jaded about guys. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, honestly, I think we're even devaluing what a great defensive player he is. Like, he is one of the two best defenders NBA.
It's Wemby, and then it's him. And I mean, I don't know if we're at a spot where we're getting critical of that, then we're just talking about the wrong things.
Well, no, like, but I think, like, I've heard people say, "Well, he's a really good player. He's not a great player." And I was like, "He's a great defender, and he's a plus offensive player." Like, he's a good offensive player. He's just not a great offensive player. If you give me great on one side of the ball and good on the other, if the inverse were true, we'd be saying undeniably he'd be
a great player. But it's because we care about the offense more than the defense in the NBA.
No, I understand that. I think it's a little cheap. I think some of the dialogue with Evan is a little cheap. Like, I think we can all agree he can be more assertive. I think we can all agree that if he is the kind of, if he maximized his skill set and had that dog in him, it would be a different player than what he might end up being, but at the same point, that doesn't make him not a success is what he's doing.
He's touching the ball more. Like, he is. He's doing more, and I think that's the part where Cavs fans are a little taken aback, is that he is touching the ball more. He's having more attempts. He's doing more and trying to do more with the offense, but his efficiency has never been worse, and I think that's where Cavs fans are hung up. I would say this is five games into basically trying something new, and I just want to know how long the Cavs take this for. Chris said he thought it'd be about half the season. Where you really kind of let him just whatever happens. Kind of like in that Boston game. You shoot nine threes, you shoot nine threes. It is what it is. And you see if he can get over that hump. And like that is a worthwhile investment to me, watching Cavs basketball, to see if Mobley can be that great offensive player.
So can I tell you one thing that I think has actually held Evan back?
Yeah.
Usually when guys are drafted top three, top five, they go to teams like Washington, like Brooklyn, where it doesn't matter the outcome of the game. You can just go out there, and they just put you in a position to be the star of the team right out of the gate.
You get a lot of reps.
And that's not what happened here.
Yeah.
And in fairness, I think when choosing between winning and development, J.B. Bickerstaff chose winning all the time, which is okay. That worked for them. That's what they needed at the time.
Mm-hmm.
To me, like, Evan's true clock started ticking when you hired Kenny Atkinson, because I think he's in a position and they're in a position where they're just going to win a lot of games because of what they've already accomplished and because they've learned to win, and now you can focus things like on development.
That's a fair take.
Maybe it would have been better for Evan to go to the Bulls or the Wizards or somewhere, because I guarantee you, if he had gone to that, we maybe would be having more of a Wemby conversation. Honestly, Wemby going to San Antonio.
Yeah.
Like, no expectation to win, just go out.
Or even Harper in back of that, and Castle just, in back of that,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. And so I think, like, again, like, that's That's not an excuse. That's a circumstance on why I think it's taking longer for Evan to get where I think everybody wants him to get.
Might be like a VJ Edgecombe situation in Philadelphia right now where they're just letting him shoot a ton and they're letting him go after it. It's always amazing when you kind of let players go unleashed a little bit. We're watching this with like Austin Reeves in LA this year right now, mm-hmm. where it feels like with LeBron out, with Luka out, Austin Reeves is averaging like 35 points a game. And it's like, well, yeah, a lot of these guys, if you give them the opportunities to, and you give them the chance to just be a walking bucket, they can take advantage of it. But there's a real growth that happens within that. It's a good point by you. Like, Mobley gets stifled a little bit by the idea that he was always asked to be on a winner. But that's what I think this year is different. I think they care about winning as many games as they can, but it really feels like this is more of a preseason, elongated preseason, where they're just going to put Evan's best interest at the heart of it. Because they know, if you're going to go deep in the postseason, the idea is still behind Mobley taking a massive leap forward this year.
I'll even take it one step further. He also played with a ball-dominant point guard as a rookie, and then a year later, they added a second ball-dominant guard.
Yeah, they didn't ask him to do anything like they're asking him to do, even last year or this year,
and so,
but especially this year.
It's so funny. Like, I do think you can continue to run more of your offense through Evan. I think you can run the offense through him at the elbow or at the top of the key. Like, he can bring the ball up more. Like, those are all things that I think are I don't say unexplored, but not nearly as explored here in Cleveland as they would be in completely dire situations.
Yeah.
But those are also, as you pointed out, like, let's get to game 42. Mm-hmm. And if the conversation's the same, the conversation's the same.
It's worth the try. Like,
it's the only thing you can do.
It's worth the try.
Because the Cavs have preached, we got to get better on the margins. Evan, that idea of the 90th percentile of Evan and the absolute best of Evan, that small gap is gigantic.
Him being the best player on this team is what's going to take this team to another level.
Yes.
Like, that's not even, in my opinion, debatable. And so, yeah, no, there's a lot here. Now, how about the idea that Chris is talking to insiders and they're making the case that the Cavs are too soft once again?
I mean, I honestly think the Cavs gave up on trying to be tougher, and that's why you saw at the end of the playoffs last year, they talked about the need to get stronger and tougher. And then when Kobe and Kenny spoke at Media Day, they were just like, we didn't say that. We don't think we need to be tougher.
You're right. We've made no advancements towards actually being tougher.
Because they can't, because they've got two undersized guards. You can only be so tough when you don't have enough size and physicality. Like, the blessing in Indy is Tyrese Halliburton's already a bigger guard, mm-hmm. but he's surrounded by guys who are 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", who are all perimeter players that can shoot and because they're all bigger, all of a sudden you can just run a lot of big lineups out there where no matter what you do, Donovan or Darius is always going to be in the court, and one of the guys in your court's always going to be 6'2 or 6'3".
Yeah, except when we have our jumbo lineup that they've been debuting this year.
I actually have hopes for the jumbo lineup.
Our massive jumbo
lineup.
You've
been very sarcastic about it.
I like joking about our jumbo lineup.
Lonzo Ball with who's, I think, 6'6 himself.
Yeah, Lonzo's a big guy.
Lonzo with like four guys who are 6'8 or taller.
Yeah.
That gets me going basketball-wise.
Lonzo, by the way, the early returns on Lonzo in a Cavs uniform from a national perspective have been so solid.
Yeah, no, everybody thinks it's like the best trade. And by the way, I think he's shooting like 22% from three. The scoring isn't where you'd expect it with him, and yet everything else looks really good.
I didn't
good.
Realize how elite his passing was. That's the mistake I made with Lonzo. And I've always liked the idea of Lonzo. I think he might be a little – he's a broken toy in many ways. He just can't stay healthy. But I didn't realize how elite his passing is. Watching these games, some of the passes he makes and some of the velocity he puts on the passes – I didn't know he had that in him.
I think that's going to be that and his ability to defend, provided his knees hold up, that's going to be the difference maker in a playoff
Rubio-esque
series.
It's Rubio-esque in many ways.
Yeah.
And it's very impressive to me.
And I think that takes pressure off Darius and Donovan in the playoffs in good ways as well. 216-474-0092. I'm not panicking on Evan Mobley.
No.
JP's not panicking. Are you one of the folks panicking about Evan Mobley not being prime Wemby yet? Bad example. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.